Slava, an entertaining game, plenty of goals and 2 points for the cup.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. You know, I guess the first and most important thing, it's 2 points. You know, we lost to Hull in Hull, and we wanted to make sure we get back on track in the cup, and that was important. From the entertainment point of view, I think, yeah, when you get 17 goals, we haven't seen that for a long time, and I think it was not just like a weekend before when you totally dominated in the game and it kind of just goal after goal after goal. We went up, Hull came back, and it was a great resilience for Hull and obviously us in making sure we don't give up. And all in all, I think, yeah, it was an entertaining game.
Any concerns about the goals conceded?
You know what, we won the game. Do I want to say concern? I think you put me in that situation. I think it was some weak goals, but I think Adam knows that. We discussed that quickly after the second period, but on the end of the day, it's a team performance because some situations we didn't do technically as good as we should have before the goals happened. You know, I don't want to go goal by goal, and because I always say the last line of defense is your goalie. And if he makes a mistake, it's right there. You know, it's right there. It's easy to criticize. It's easy to for everybody, fans, myself, the players. But where does the original mistake happen before you go to that point? You know, and I think it wasn't very clear team performance to make sure it doesn't get to that point. So, but we worked on it, and I think on the positive, we came back in a second and we dominated. We came back in a third and we scored the goals when we needed. And I'm happy for Tyler getting his goal as well at the end.
Some good efforts tonight from likes of Griffiths and Billing with man of the match and a nice hat-trick. I've certainly been impressed by him so far this season.
Yes, I think our first period was the weakest period as a team performance. And could this be down to the last weekend? It was an easy weekend in a way. But yeah, we were definitely not the way we wanted to start the game, but it was three or four guys that started the game well and competed for the whole of the 60 minutes, and two of them is the names you mentioned, and it's not just for the goals, it's for the things they did on the park, without the park, and the energy they give. And yeah, Owen and Glennie had a great game, and I'm happy that Glennie got his hat-trick.
And then tomorrow, an early start at Sheffield Steel Dogs in the Autumn Cup this time.
We'll see tomorrow, you know, both teams in the same situation, both had a late face-off today. It takes time to wind down and obviously interesting face-off time tomorrow for both teams. So we have to go in with a clean slate, if you can say that, and battle as hard as we did in the second and third period.
Is it going to be a disadvantage starting so early? Players perhaps not fully recovered from tonight's game?
As I just said, it's the same for both teams. You know, I'm not sure if Sheffield's been consistently playing on Sundays at 1 o'clock. If they are, then it's advantage for them. But if they haven't, I think it's the same for everyone.